This is Honesty. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Daniel Starks here on your station, KETR. It is Movie Picks with Alice Reese here on your station, 88.9 KETR. We had lots of snow yesterday. Still a possibility for some snow today, so we'll see how that goes. We do have Alice Reese on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwell Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings, regardless of the weather, to bring us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got a few movies to talk about this morning. Monuments Men, the Lego movie, and then a couple movies that are nominated for an Oscar, Her and Captain Phillips. Let's start with Monuments Men.
A fellow from Dallas named Robert Edsel has written 5 books about the Monuments Men, and he was a consultant on this movie. It's about the fellows who were put together as a team. They were archaeologists and art historians and architects and museum directors who were kind of like a dirty dozen group who are sent on a mission, a specialized mission by President FDR to locate all of the stolen art, the sculpture, the paintings, all kinds of things that were stolen by the Nazi regime. Hitler planned to have a museum that was going to be called the Führer Museum, big plans, and he had been an art student himself, and so he wanted all these things. This is just the greatest idea, and I'm so glad that the movie was made so that this subject comes to the public and people now can recognize these heroes. But what they did, it's just astonishing what they did. But the movie, directed and co-written by George Clooney, plays like just a standard war yarn. It's pretty disappointing. And it has a wonderful cast with Clooney, Kate Blanchett, Matt Damon, Bill Murray, and John Goodman. And the Frenchman playing him, it's Jean Dujardin, who won an Oscar a couple of years ago for The Artist. Anyway, the story, it just needed work. I think I wish it had been told a different way or something, or just not so predictably. But it's still very worthwhile, and I want people to see it just to find out about this subject matter. It's just not that fine a film. Kind of a disappointment.
That was Alice talking about Monuments Men. Now, that's for more of an adult crowd. This next one is actually for adults and also kids, mainly to kids, but I hear that there's lots of humor in there that adults would get as well. It's called The Lego Movie.
Yeah, one of my colleagues said that it panders too much to the adults. It's more of an adult movie, but I expect this to do really well among children and adults, and it was a delight. I can't fault it in any way. It's a great story. It's done with in 3D. The 3D is very well done. It is about an ordinary construction worker named Emmett. And he's the voice of Chris Pratt. And this is a kind of an animated twist on 1984, but all done kind of in a comic manner. He has never thought to do anything except follow the regimen, and he sings with his fellow workers. They sing this song throughout that gets in your head. It's called Everything is Awesome. And he never doubts that Lord Business, who is the voice of Will Ferrell, is telling them all the right things to do. He's the dictator. And then things change. Emmett discovers this thing they refer to as the piece of resistance. And people think that he is the special or the master builder. And there's a wizard named Vitruvius, who is voiced by Morgan Freeman, who sends Emmett out to save the Lego universe from these sticky, destructive plans of Lord Business and his army of micromanagers. This is great because of all of the appearance of characters like Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and also great heroes like Abraham Lincoln and William Shakespeare. They're in there, too. It's just breathless in its pace and over-the-top in craziness, but it concludes on a rather tender a note with the appearance of someone called the Man Upstairs. I just can't recommend this highly enough for kids and adults.
So we're going to talk about Oscars now, coming up on March 2nd. There are two movies that have been nominated, Her and Captain Phillips. Let's start with Her.
Her has a really good chance of winning Best Original Screenplay because the author, Spike Jonze, has already won all kinds of the Golden Globe Awards, every award that's been given out just about. And the other day, he got the Writers Guild, which is the key. So more than likely, he will win. It's the story of a guy who is it's in the vague future in California sometime, 40 years from now, something like that. And he is just broken up with his girlfriend, or his wife, I think she is, and he is just despondent. But he buys a new operating system, and this is in the future where they're so personalized that this one is just made for him. And he ends up falling in love with this his computer. It's very funny, but it is not what you think of as a high-tech movie. It's actually a real touching romance.
The next one we're going to talk about is one that you said was fantastic back when we reviewed it a while back. It's called Captain Phillips with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, no, my big shock on that is that that Tom Hanks was not nominated. He has been for other things. In the other award shows this year and the awards, he's always mentioned. His co-star, who's a newcomer named Abdi Bakhtiari, was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. He plays the pirate who takes over the ship of Captain Richard Phillips. This is based on a true story that happened in 2009. It is just really a spectacular film. Tense, thriller. I just can't recommend this one enough either. And it deserves to be up for Best Picture.
We've been talking about some movies here, Monuments Men, The Lego Movie, and then two movies that came out previously that have been nominated for an Oscar, Her and Captain Phillips. Alice, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a moment, your local news with Mark Haslett on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Daniel Starks.